Last spring, our nature preschool class thought they had found an injured bird while exploring the property. The bird, who had two black bands across its white chest, was fluttering on the ground with what appeared to be a broken wing. What the students didn't realize is that they were actually witnessing a great performance. This famous distraction display is one way to identify the killdeer, a slender bird with a round head, big eye, and a short plover bill. After you've been fooled by the killdeer's act, you'll learn to watch where you step as you reroute your journey. Adult killdeer would put on this act to deter predators or curious humans from getting too close to their nests on the ground. Once they've lured the predator far enough away, the bird makes a miraculous recovery and flies back to its nest. This technique doesn't work on all predators, though. If an unsuspecting cow or a horse makes its way too close to their nest, the killdeer will fluff itself up and charge at the Goliath-sized animal, hoping to redirect its path. Killdeer are ground-nesting birds and will often camouflage their spotted eggs with a collection of pebbles, making it almost impossible to notice. They will nest on flat ground, finding the smallest depression to lay their eggs in. At most, they will scrape a very shallow indent and decorate it with a few thin twigs or grass. These conspicuous birds have been known to nest on driveways, parking lots, or golf courses. Typically, killdeer lay four eggs, and their chicks, born with just one band across its chest, can walk around as soon as they dry off from hatching. This type of baby bird that is born fluffy and more mature is known as precocial, or pre-ripened, and stems from the Latin source for precocious. They have a longer incubating period than altricial birds such as robins and blue jays, who are born naked, blind, and vulnerable. Being precocial also means you will find a day-old killdeer scurrying around with its parents looking for earthworms, aquatic insect larvae, and other invertebrates. Even though killdeer are considered shorebirds, you've most likely seen them in grassy fields, wetlands, or chasing a farmer's plow, catching insects as the soil is disturbed. And if you haven't seen a killdeer, you've probably heard its shrill. They will call out their name, killdeer, as they soar over fields or screech a relentless alarm to ward off a predator. In fact, 18th-century scientists called this noisy bird chattering plover because of its loud, piercing call. I've heard their familiar shrill throughout the night and wished that my chickens could sound a similar alarm when a fox is near their coop. Though, as annoying as their persistent chatter can be, their methods of survival are working. The killdeer's ability to nest in human-modified habitats, like athletic fields, has proven them to be one of the most successful shorebirds. I'm happy to see these clever birds searching for insects in the shallow waters of our wetlands and performing their great act. To learn more about our listening area's fascinating birds, you can visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.